your tickets now for the Dog Stars.
It's no surprise how fast civilization can disappear.
Go!
Out there, just kill or be killed.
Jacob Elordi.
There are people out there.
They need our help.
Josh Brolin.
Shoot first and inquire afterwards.
Margaret Qualley.
Ow. Okay, tough guy.
And Guy Pearce.
Arm up!
The Dog Stars, directed by Ridley Scott, in theaters August 28th. Get tickets now. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
This message is brought to you by Apple Card. Shave ice by the beach. A trip to the state fair. And a throwback flick at the local drive-in. They're more than just items to check off the summer bucket list. They're also opportunities to earn 2% daily cash back when you use your Apple Card with Apple Pay. Apply for Apple Card now and use in minutes with Apple Pay. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card is issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at applecard.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Pump up the volume.
All right, 25, go!
Fernando Mendoza, a rifle.
Yes.
To Jack Beck.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, coming up, Oregon head coach Dan Lanning, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. First 2 hours, chopped it up with Brian Baldinger and Jerry Dulac talking about the Steelers. Obviously, that's Jerry's bailiwick, and Brian Baldinger was talking all about what he saw out of 6 preseason games last night, 3 tonight. I'll be on NFL Network set in advance of Jets and Buccaneers. That's a 7 Eastern kick right there. And then 3 games tomorrow on NFL Network. The Browns and the Bears are first up, so that'll be a significant game for the quarterback spot in Cleveland. And then we've got Rams and Chiefs, Cowboys and Seahawks, baby. That's how we're
rolling. That's when the season really kicks off.
On Saturday night. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, and nobody's taking that number away from me because it was promised. I'm telling. When I first showed up here on this program, they said your number is 844-204-RICH, and we're not giving it to anybody else.
We're not.
And that's thankfully,
you haven't.
I have it still.
Yeah,
I'm not giving it up. I was promised it. I mean, Brian Kelly didn't launch this where he said, that's your number, and then all of a sudden it was not.
That's right, Brian Kelly.
Because apparently that's what happened in LSU with the recruit DJ Pickett, who wore number 5 all his life. Said, you come here, you get 5. Then he shows up, and Jaden Daniels wore 5 with distinction.
He's got 5 on it.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Look at you.
Got five on his jersey when he won the Heisman.
Wow.
And apparently, hey, he was told no one's going to wear it.
Right.
And then Pickett's was told you can wear it. And then he shows up and Kelly's like, yeah, no, you're wearing 3. Kelly's gone. And now who's wearing 5? Pickett. And so a cease and desist letter comes from Jaden Daniels' camp. And then when we went off the air yesterday, he popped on his Instagram a note, because Chris, you gave voice to what a lot of people were thinking, is that clearly his head's not in the Commanders game if his head's in the game about who's wearing his number at LSU right now.
Exactly.
And he put out a statement on his Instagram account saying, I've been locked in on training camp and that's been my number one focus. I have a lot of gratitude for my time at LSU and I'm proud of what my teammates and I accomplished there. Obviously, there are issues to be worked out between my team and LSU, and my hope is that it will get done privately. My sole personal focus is on Commanders football. I realize the business of football is unique, and I trust this can all be resolved. And then there are some emojis for the LSU fans out there. And the real dicey third rail portion of this that it makes it more difficult to discuss is because his team is essentially seemingly run by his mom. So you're talking about his mother.
Mm. Well, I said yesterday it seems like a team thing more than
So he's basically like, and I was even saying, it's not like he's taking one fewer rep with Stephon Diggs to get on the same page with him because he needs to step away to deal with who's wearing his number. But the bottom line is somebody's dealing with it and is making a big stink about it and is sending cease and desist letters and hiring lawyers and things like that. Okay? Like, that's an issue. So put it all together. It's now time for the folks currently at LSU to address it, including the young man who's not giving up number five himself. DJ Pickett addressed it right here.
About the number situation, I wore the number my whole life since I was 4 years old. It was a number I was promised. And I wish Jaden the best. Good player, and he did real good here, so that's all.
Don't put it on this kid. You know what I mean? Like, he was promised it. The new coach is there, gave it to him. And, you know, obviously, if anybody's reading it to disrespect, and here comes a kid even younger than anybody else in this whole equation saying, he did good here, that's it.
Wow.
Don't put it on him.
I guess.
What's he supposed to say? Oh, Jaden Daniels is pissed. I'll go back to three, even though I was promised it. And now I'm excited to wear five. I'm taking pictures with five.
Now the only thing is,
what's he supposed to say?
He's now got, I don't want to say a bullseye on him, but now he's got to produce, right? He's got to leave LSU a star.
Yeah. No one had ever heard of this kid, really, outside of probably Louisiana, you know, up until 2 days ago.
No, that's all I'm saying. Now, because now Jaden's getting a lot of crap. Now there's going to be some heat on him, too. That's just,
but Jaden's the one who's making the stink about it, or his team is.
Yeah, but for those who are on Jaden's side of this argument, I'm just looking at this as, yes, I know human nature,
understood,
right?
Yes.
I don't have any inside information, but right, we know how humans work. The people who are on Team Jaden are now looking at this kid every step that he missed it. Steps, if he trips, if he gives up a touchdown, a big play, they're going to be on him.
But what we're asking the youngest one in this equation to be the biggest adult?
Yeah,
is that what we're asking for?
You're making sense, Rich, but people fandom is not sensical.
But the bottom line is the new head coach wasn't there when Jaden was there.
Yeah.
Okay. The new head coach needs to win right now. And the kid that's there who wants number five got number five.
Yeah, he
that's
won.
It.
Yeah, you won, I guess.
If you want to lay this on anybody, Brian Kelly's the one who promised it and then didn't give it. And now it's Lane Kiffin who's like, I'm taking a look at it, and guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it to him.
He's in five, and that was a situation that was promised to him in recruiting here for him to sign here. And I've done a lot of research on that with the family and the representatives and the people. And so really, I looked at it, I didn't have a decision to make. It was promised to the kid. It wasn't done for whatever. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to judge something that I wasn't here of, but when a kid's promised something to come to school, he should wear it. And so at that point, I don't really think that's my decision. You know, it should be honored what he was told. And so he's wearing it.
He's wearing it.
I mean,
apparently he did reportedly reach out to the Daniels camp beforehand to give a heads up, talk about it.
I just love he said he did his research, like social media
research
people do on with infectious
diseases.
I don't
know. Diseases. The kid's like,
I researched this.
And by the way,
it would have been great if he was like, Brian Kelly F'd me.
Yeah. He left me with the biggest bag of poop.
That's what he should have said.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I didn't know.
I promised who he was going to play.
I've got 64 other kids to deal with.
What am I supposed to deal with?
Yeah. Our Parsegan promised Rudy he was going to play.
That's true.
He didn't want to play him.
Why did one of the other kids give their number and be like, this is for him, coach?
The whole point. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. We're not done yet.
But wait.
Oh, we're not done yet.
There's more.
Because Lane Kiffin was asked the money question.
Oh.
Because Jaden Daniels won a Heisman, mm-hmm, and they're like, okay, kid, you were promised the number by Brian Kelly. I'm giving it to you.
Cool.
What if somebody asked for another Heisman Trophy award winner's number?
Yeah.
That one being nine.
number nine.
I guess just to ask one more question, sure. Just to understand numbers. If someone were to ask for number nine, would that be on the table for you? How would you handle that situation if a player asked for that?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. There's a lot to numbers and whether they're retired, whether they're not, and different versions. And so I don't have an answer.
He's not touching that hypothetical. Suddenly it turns into Sesame Street. You know, numbers, letters.
One, two, three.
Yeah, like he's count, huh?
Look, if you got the number one quarterback in the nation, he wants to come to LSU, but the caveat is he's got to have nine, and he didn't coach the other nine and has nothing to do with it.
You know what I mean?
You're going to give that kid the nine.
But wait, there's more.
What? Come on.
Nine himself was asked about it after his preseason game against the Lions last night.
Oh, right.
Joe Burrow's getting this mud splashed on him all the way in Cincinnati. This is insane. Hit it.
I just heard about it a couple hours ago. I don't necessarily have too many thoughts at this time. I don't know enough about the situation to have any thoughts, I would say.
Has there ever been a conversation about your number not being an issue? Like, you ever thought about that? Like, since you left, like, they haven't used nine?
They told me that they wouldn't use it again. But, you know, you never know. You never know what happens.
The plot thickens! They told him nine's safe! Yeah.
That's what they told him.
Listen, your point is this. Five's not safe because he didn't win a national championship and throw 60 touchdowns.
Exactly.
Nine threw 60 touchdowns and won a national championship. 15. Makes nine more untouchable than five.
Yeah.
Boom! Uh-huh. And somebody in the Jaden Daniels camp doesn't either want to accept that or decides they shouldn't accept it.
Right.
Which, by the way, they have every right to. If they told him five's not going to be touched and then five got touched, it's just sort of like, you know, if Santiago.
Yeah, shouldn't have.
Wasn't to be touched.
Then why did he? Why
transferred off the base?
Yeah. He didn't pack a thing.
I get it.
Somebody must have pulled a code red.
He didn't pack his jersey.
Brian Kelly. It's on it. You know what I mean?
This all goes back to him.
Yeah. This all goes back to him.
Family.
And out. He gone.
He gone.
And by the way. Just want to stir it up.
This is so dumb.
It's nuts. There's no way out of it. You're not taking five away from the kid that's going to win football games. I mean, Lane's going to be like, nah, I got to take it back.
No, he's wearing five. Way.
That's it. And if Jaden Daniels' camp is like, don't use my name and likeness anymore, then they won't. Then that's it.
Okay.
LSU football will go on. I'd imagine they're going to play a game this year.
With
DJ Pickett. Who you say is now going to have to live up to the five billing.
Hey, 5 cents.
Last guy wore five. He was pretty damn good.
I mean,
did good, and that's that. To use the phrase that we heard.
He did good.
LSU
did good.
LSU Clemson, September 5th.
Boy, Dabo's going to be there too.
Where is
he? Does he target five?
Did he run down?
It's at Clemson or where
no,
is it?
No, it's home.
Because he's not going to run down like a lunatic like they do all the time, right?
Where is Pickett on the like mock drafting? Where is he in the rankings for?
Well, he's got to be isn't he a sophomore or freshman?
Okay, so he's
sophomore.
He was promised in December of 2024.
Okay, so he's not even.
Yeah, he's
yeah. Not, he's played not even one year there. Last year and three.
I got you.
Now, while we're let's go here and then we'll.
Well, this is where I want to go.
Remember I told you my four downs on the Bengals is like, what is Joe Burrow thinking? Yeah. That was my fourth down on my four downs. This whole Bengals season could come. What's he thinking? And everything that he does at the podium will be parsed, how he says it, what he's saying. Okay. He wore an I work here hat.
He sure did.
In his press conference.
That's a choice.
You guys wouldn't mind just screen grabbing it for me there. He showed up wearing an I work here hat. Now, it could be a friend. He said, could you wear my hat? And he's just sure. And he doesn't realize that the words I work here are on his hat or doesn't care or that we would read into it at all. But I think we're past that. Okay.
What's the phrase that disgruntled employees utter when someone asks?
I just work here. But it says I work here on it. Okay.
I mean,
it says I work here.
kind of the same.
No, it's not, because the just adds a little to it.
What, where does the accent on the words come from? I work here, meaning he loves being there. Meaning that's all I do here. I don't play here.
I work here.
That's it. I work here.
My job.
It's my job. Yeah, that's how I took it when
look
I saw
at that.
It yesterday.
I work here.
I work here.
So if it's I work here, means I'm the man.
Yeah.
I work here.
Right.
I work
or
here.
Or I work here.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati. Or I...
Joe, where do you work?
Work here.
Where do you work,
which
Joe?
Means,
I work here.
Which
man.
Means I just work here. Like that. If you put the accent on the work, then that's... It's assumed I just work
guys,
here.
Guys, don't ask me about stuff.
You know what I mean? I just work here. Like, don't ask me about what's going on. Yeah, my protection, I work here.
I work here, man.
You know what I mean?
Why am I getting lit up?
Then it's a problem. Then the hat's a problem.
Yeah.
One out of three interpretations, it's a problem. 33%, there's a problem already.
Problem.
See, we're stirring it up.
That does make sense because you two think it's an issue.
I do.
I don't. So that's the 33%.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think he's already, like, angling.
Yeah. I saw that last night.
That was the first thing I saw.
What's
I'm
that?
Like, what?
I screenshot it. I meant to text it to you guys last night.
I just work here.
I know. He's got to know we're going to be noticing what he shows up in his press conference. All right.
Wow.
Let's take a break.
Refunds.
That's right. Better get those refunds.
Get those refunds.
On those hats.
I forgot about that.
I work here.
Yeah, you know what
don't
I mean?
Ask me
don't
stuff.
Ask me stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
By the way, they told him we're not giving out 9. 5. Okay.
Okay.
A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. The man that's giving out Justin Herbert's number to future recruits. Dan Lanning when we come back. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Pick up select Royal Purple Fuel System additives, buy one, get one free. Plus, receive 4x O rewards points. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast. They're out.
Dan Lanning, Oregon head football coach here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80 audiences have just rejoined us live on Disney Plus and the ESPN app. You mentioned Bo Nix moments ago in our conversation. Let's talk about the kid you've got at your starting quarterback spot. There's going to be a ton of eyes on Dante Moore this year, a ton, because his name is mentioned, bandied about as being a first overall selection. What's your relationship with him and how you handle that portion of the equation?
Yeah, a common conversation for us, but I'll tell you this, the guy has done an unbelievable job absorbing all the pressure and the spotlight that comes with it. He's one of the most humble people I know. And he realized that he's in charge of his performance, right? It has nothing to do with the media, has nothing to do with the praise, right? Or lack thereof at times. It's really going to be about him and what he does on the field. And I think he handles that pressure really, really well. And he's special, right? The attention that he gets, it's deserved. He's earned it. He's worked really hard. The guy can make some unbelievable throws and unbelievable plays. And sometimes the best play he can make is an incompletion. He knows that, like getting the ball back. Till we can get back to the line of scrimmage and have another play. So I'm really proud of his growth, what he's done this offseason. I'm really proud of how he's handled, you know, all the attention that's come his way.
Have you hooked him up with Bo Nix? Anybody else from the history at the position of your school?
He is unbelievable at talking to a lot of people when it comes to, okay, what can I pull from this person? What can I grab from this guy? And, you know, whether it's a conversation with Peyton Manning or it's a conversation with Bo, Marcus Mariota, like whoever, Cam Newton, he's going to figure out what his resources are and how he can tap into it. So he's definitely taking advantage of that and uses it.
Obviously, one name leaps out. It's the one that didn't go to Oregon. Obviously, Cam Newton didn't either. But Peyton Manning, what's the general tenor of those conversations about what he's
talking about? I'm not on the phone with him. And right. I don't know that I'm saying they speak weekly, but they've definitely had conversations. And I think a lot of those conversations even happened before, you know, Dante decided to be back. You know, I think he had, okay, Peyton's a great example of a guy that decided to come back. What's that look like for him? Going through a similar situation. So anybody that he can lean on, like this guy is yearning for knowledge. He's going to take advantage of that and use it.
So one last one on, again, I know it's a full roster here and I'm just, you know, lingering on one kid, but what do you think he needs to improve upon from now until playoff time for you to get him ready for the next level that you think needs to be polished a little bit more, coach?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job attacking. I always hate sharing that on here because you're kind of giving the clues and the hints and context to the defensive coaches that you're going to go against. Okay. But on the same note, you know, everything that he does this year is a level up from what he did last year, whether it's his pre-snap, post-snap reads, the ability to get us in the right play. I think he's taken that all to another level. And then even again, the decision making to burn a ball and not force something that's not there, I think that's really improved. So he's improved in every way, you know, as a person, as a player. I think that'll show up this year on film.
Are you accusing me of trying to get information for the Michigan defensive coaching staff for that visit to your house on November 14th? Did that just happen? I just want to make sure.
Does the shoe fit, Rich?
Hey, I'm wearing shoes now, but maybe not that version, but okay. I like it. No, I'm picking up what you're putting down. What does excite you about this team this year that perhaps can put you in the spot holding that beautiful trophy? Coach.
Yeah, I love the, you know, we have a great group of youth and veteran players, but, you know, last year we had a lot of youth that played and significant snaps. So they're playing with, you know, relatively no or little experience. So when you see guys like Jordan Davison, De'Aaron Hill, Brandon Finney, Naeem Alford, Nas Wyatt, all these young freshmen that played for us last year and really didn't get to go through an entire offseason, understand every call that they're trying to execute. I'm excited to see those guys go into year two with a little bit more experience. And even guys that are going into year three, like Jeremiah McClellan that came in and came on for us really strong last year. Jamari Johnson, year two in our system for him. So that excites me, the experience that we return and how those players have attacked the offseason, letting those rewards show up on the field.
I have been talking to a lot of your colleagues lately on this program, and Coach Whittingham being one and Sark being another, about the future of the sport and what you feel needs to be done. I mean, you are clearly in at the forefront of name, image, and likeness, not just with your program, but obviously with a man who is associated with your program in Phil Knight. And you know how much money it takes to field a roster now. I mean, the number I'm hearing for this year and for next, potentially for someone like yourself, $50 million. I mean, we're starting to get towards nine figures to try and field a team. What do you think needs to be done to try and get something done where kids get paid, but there are rules for everyone and scheduling is a rule for everyone? What do you think needs to be done here, Coach?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube. You're right. The price of poker continues to change, especially for teams that are trying to be as competitive as they can be in college football. You know, what rule changes to fix that? I don't know. I mean, there was a cap set, and that's obviously that there's a cap, or is there a cap, right? There's some pieces that play into that. I think the biggest rule that can change in college football, and it's one that I've been a huge advocate for a long time, is the season ending earlier. I think solves a lot of problems. A portal open end season creates a market that's really hard to, you know, keep track of. Guys are enticed to hop in the portal because they can go somewhere else and make more money while the season's still being played. So I still think that's the first solution to any of this, is making sure the season ends January 1st. You know, it's a sacred day for college football. What can we do to make that happen? Which, you know, there's a lot of teams that do playoffs. Nobody does playoffs like college football does, where you have bowl sites and, you know, months in between games. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I think that can solve some of this. And certainly there's some more pieces to legislation that can come through that can make this a little bit more of an equal playing field.
Yeah, you have been pounding the table on that for a while. And I love the idea. I love it. Listen, I'm a Rose Bowl guy. I grew up in my parents' house in Staten Island, New York, in a basement, looking at that Rose Bowl on January 1st and my television set. There's a foot of snow outside, and I saw that blue sky. I'm like, I got to go there one day, man. Like, and it's also an electric day. Bowl day. It would be awesome if that is, if you will, like the super Sunday of college football. That would be great, but backdated for me. What would have to happen in the regular season for you to hit that date scheduling wise?
Yeah, most likely you have to start week zero for games, which, you know, a lot of teams are already playing week zero games anyway, right? The championship games for Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big 12, like these conferences, that would probably either have to move up, right? With it moving to the first limited bye weeks, and then playing a playoff game every single week, similar to the NFL. You play on Saturday, guess what? You play the next Saturday. You play the next Saturday. Right now, that doesn't happen. If you did that, you're playing the semifinals at worst January 1st, and then you're playing the championship game the next week. But the current format, we've got long periods of time in between playoff games. That doesn't, you know, it certainly doesn't fit. If you expanded the playoff, then that probably does eliminate, you know, those championship games. But on the same note, that revenue is made back up, because a lot of this is about TV revenue. That revenue is made back up by the playoff games that are added, you know, in those games.
Hey, man, I'm for that, because how many times have we heard, oh, you play in the championship games for your conference, that's not going to hurt your standing, and then it does. Or or a player of yours gets hurt, and then the next game's where you are one and done.
Everybody else is relaxing, right?
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, for instance, just last year when Mendoza took one in the chops from Ohio State just to start that game, they clearly were testing him out, right? And but I thought to myself, holy crap, you know, in this game that technically matters but supposed to doesn't,
right?
You know, Indiana's quarterback just got hit like that.
Yeah. And then, you know, in the NFL, it's the exact opposite. It's the teams fighting to get into the playoff, the wild card teams that play when nobody else is playing. So, you know, I mean, if you look over the last 2 years, the only team that's won the first round bye is Indiana, right? I think that speaks, okay, wait, we're supposed to set this up to where those teams have a, you know, an opportunity to have success. Right. Obviously, having a month off between games is not an advantage for teams, right? That's kind of improving. Playing at bowl sites rather than playing at a home venue, I don't think that makes a lot of sense. You know, if you earn the right to be a higher seeded team, then you should have, you should have a home game, you know, in that environment.
Yeah, I'm with you. If I, you know, remember correctly, I was rooting very hard for you in that Rose Bowl, that you did have a higher seed, and then Ohio State comes in like a house of fire because, you know, they lost to us a couple weeks before. But that's, I shouldn't be grinding an axe with on your time. But it would have been better, obviously, if you were in Eugene. No doubt about it.
And, you know, they played a game the week before that where, you know, our last game was, you know, a long time before we played. Right. You know, January 1st, and I think we played in the Big Ten championship game, you know, somewhere early December, you know, 5th or 6th. So, you know, going 25 days without a football game, you know, there's a difference, but there is no complaining. There's no moaning on our end. I just think the format could be much better. That's not the way anybody else does playoffs.
Well, you had me at hello on this, Coach. When you run this up a flagpole, what are you hearing? You got anybody else that says I'm with Coach Lanning here?
TV money is what I'm hearing. TV money. And then I hear the NFL's taking over a lot of dates. You know, we basically, in a lot of ways, we train all these college football players and they get to go to the NFL. We're like the minor league system for the NFL. And it doesn't seem like they bend over backwards to help us out at all with, hey, this is an important date for college football. Let's leave this open. You know, those Saturdays getting taken over pretty quick when the playoffs hit and with some games in December with the NFL. So I think there's two pieces. It's hard to get those days back from the NFL that they've kind of taken over. And then the money that's generated, you know, through the bowl games is something that would have to be attacked.
And then I guess last one for you on this one is whose flagpole does one run it up, right? Like
if you can't tell, I try to run it up every flagpole. Right. Like that I get a chance. I try to talk to anybody and everybody because I just think it makes so much sense. So I probably spent too much time on it because it doesn't seem like it's changing much. All right. But
I lied too. One last one. How many playoff teams do you see? How many would you want? What do you think?
I'm great with four. I'm great with 12. Right. But ideally, if we're talking about it's a TV problem, you have to generate more revenue.
Right.
Right. So if you have to generate more revenue, what does that mean? It means add more teams. We've been in the playoff the last 2 years. It doesn't necessarily make sense for Oregon to add, you know, more playoff teams, right? Because we put ourselves in that position the last few years. But I do think it makes sense for college football. You're going to have more fans engaged. You're going to have less guys sit out of bowl games. You're going to have less people battling with the portal, you know, in that same sense where guys kind of check out. And I think that'll create some excitement around college football. You know, in every other major sport, you know, a much higher percentage of teams make it into the playoff, but that's going to generate revenue. You're still going to figure out who's best. It's going to be a little bit more like March Madness, where who has the hot hand winning at the end has the best chance, right? But that's kind of what it's been in college football the last few years. You know, Indiana really had the hot hand. Ohio State got hung up and then got really hot there after they played Tennessee and us and traveled there, you know, into, you know, the later part of the playoffs. So there's benefits, there's negatives. I think that if the revenue is the reason we can't do it, then that's the thing we have to figure out. How do we create? I think you create more revenue by adding, you know, making it a 2014 playoff.
I hear you. I'm with you. I like it. Because, again, right now the national championship game is closer to February than
January 24th, I believe, crazy. This year.
It's certainly your
Which means we're already in school. We're already in the next semester. Yeah. The portal's already open and closed, right? Like you have coaching transition that happens at the end of every season. All that stuff's eliminated if you move the season what up.
Yeah. I love your idea because, again, you're using the schedule as something to organize. And then once things are organized there, everything else can come potentially off of that as a conversation that's a larger equation about revenues and who's in what boat and how many schools are in the same situation. And I kind of dig all that. I mean, and you know, it's a personal question. Do you like your job? I mean, and the reason why I ask that, because you got to be politician, you got to be fundraiser, you got to be so much more than in a room, you know, teaching tape and coaching kids up, you know?
I love my job. I love my job. It's a lot different than what it was 4 years ago, right? Even heading into year five. And I think when I came in, the adaptability was the biggest trait I think any coach in the nation had to have because rules were changing right and left. Things change. The format changes. I enjoy that part, right? There's a lot of parts of the job, just like any job, probably yours too, that you don't enjoy and that it comes with the territory. So if I want to get the opportunity to wear the Oregon O and sit in the seat I sit, and you got to do some of the jobs you don't like as well. So I'm having my best time when I'm out there on the practice field or on the football field getting to coach. That's by far the favorite and around the players. But there's some other hats you wear too, and I don't mind wearing those hats if it means I get to have the job that I have.
All right. Well, I mean, I just, you know, I love my job, except when people I enjoy talking to and respect accuse me of trolling for information to the detriment of him. I mean, I don't – rough, particularly man. Like that part of them. No, but I got tough skin.
He just asked a question.
I understand that. Before I let you go, when Bo Nix arrived, did you have to call up Justin Herbert to ask him if it was okay to give him number 10? Did you have to clear it with him?
Oh, man, I think I know where you're going here. Kind of off the face of the planet. I think I know where you're going. No, yeah. You know what? And,
okay.
You know, obviously Dylan Gabriel wore Marcus's number, right. You know, here. You know, each place is different. I can only speak on our situation, and we've been really fortunate that We got a lot of people working together on that stuff.
So there is a process. There is like a part of your machine, an apparatus set up to avoid any sort of sensitivity on numbers and who used to warm and who's currently wearing them or anything like that.
You know, I think our players have always had a better awareness, maybe even than me as a coach. It's not something you think a ton about as a coach.
Right.
I'll be honest. You want to respect everybody that's ever been a part of your program. But like Dylan, you know, he had worn different numbers, you know, but ultimately he said, hey, I really like to wear 8, but let me call Marcus and make sure I have his blessing. So that was like on him. That, I can't take any credit for that. That's him thinking ahead.
Dylan Gabriel called Marcus Mariota
and said, hey man, I'd love to wear number 8. Do you feel comfortable with me doing that? And, I think that's great respect from Dylan and certainly warranted for everything that Marcus accomplished here. You know, but on the same time, you know, I think that's, you know, shows a lot about Marcus as well, saying, absolutely, you know, I want to see you rocking that number.
And then how often do you get a request from a recruit saying, I want to wear this number, that then you then have to go to someone on your team to say, are we cool with this?
Yeah, I haven't dealt with that much. You know, I haven't dealt with that much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been fortunate from that standpoint.
Okay.
I guess our goal will be to try to like retire numbers like 53 and, you know, 47. Maybe try to find some numbers that maybe people don't want. Those are the ones we can try to retire.
Gotcha. Okay. See, we got through it. No one is, and if anybody says they want to wear something other than Nikes, now we got a problem.
Can't do that. Not here.
Rich, you might not know, but Oregon has, they've got this Jordan collection. Yeah, what's up, coach? You got your own Oregon Duck Man. You've got the Oregon Jordans are like, they're holy grail. They're hard to get. So, coach, if you have any spare 13 around and you want to send like
11 over here, coach.
I'm just saying, they're hard to get.
I mean,
you know, you're lucky. You are that you wear 13. That's the same size as me. I got a feeling you might be able to cash in.
Oh, wow.
You never know if you don't ask, right? You never know.
Coach, don't do that to me.
You miss 1,000% of the shots you don't take, right? Dang.
My friend Lisa, who's an Oregon Duck alumni, she loves the Ducks. She's just going to love the fact that we even got a chance to talk. But if I got some Ducks, Jordans, 13.
You got to rock them now. Like, those things aren't meant to, like, obviously you can, they have value.
If they don't sit in a box on the shelf.
But no, you got to rock those things.
I wear mine, coach. I wear mine.
Okay.
All right.
Look at you.
And then we might have to add Oregon to my banner. You know, it might be.
Okay, now you'll become a fan.
Of Dan Lanning? Of course I will.
Yeah, but he also doesn't know that that's just now he's now one of 15.
Doesn't matter because we got a personal
too many teams.
Well, let's think about this. Like the banner, if we add Oregon, is it fair to say we should take somebody off the banner?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Yes. Can we just keep it? Like whatever the number is.
Okay.
If you add a team, you remove. It's kind of
We could. I'm okay with that, coach. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, who's on it? You got Florida State on it.
Penn
State's got to go. This is a Big Ten team.
I know, but I live. Yeah. I grew up 40 minutes from State College. That's the problem.
Georgetown. See ya.
How badly does one want?
Oh, look at that.
See how many there are. See.
I love the Penguins down there in the bottom right.
Depends, yeah. I love sports, coach. That's all I could say. I love sports.
Do you love shoes more?
I do love
the question.
I do love some Oregon shoes that I can't get. So I'm saying.
Penn State off, Oregon on.
Come on, Rich, don't do that.
Yes.
For the deal, I mean, if you want the shoes, I mean, I'm just saying.
Listen, this man is a top-notch elite coach.
I know.
Given this amount of time. You have seconds to make this choice.
Do it. Penn State, I can't.
Off.
Do it.
Doesn't have to be Penn State. Go back to the list. Let me see the list again. Okay. Let me see the list. I'm going to help you out here.
What do you got? It's Florida State or Penn State. It's the choice.
None of it. Because you're saying it has to replace another college,
or coach, there's room for another one.
He'll ditch hockey for the shoes.
Georgetown. See ya.
What about? I mean, so one of the college teams has to come off.
Easy,
right?
Georgetown team.
Georgetown. Well, let me get the shoes, and then we'll.
No. Wow. Wait a minute.
I'm joking.
What is the matter with you?
The other thought is maybe instead of the pin, it becomes like a look, like whoever you remove, it just becomes like a pin, like a pin you'd put on your, you know.
He's
like
basically. He's handing
trying
you the
to make a deal for you.
No, make the deal. Like, this is the price is right. You.
But I would hope the coach would see me being loyal and enjoy my loyalty.
Nope.
You know, loyalty. Like,
take the deal. We have seconds to go.
You want me to take Penn State off the deal?
No, he even just told you to make it smaller.
Right. Oh, yeah, I said we can put it on there.
Okay. Oregon banner.
Oregon Penn banner.
State,
let's go
Penn
Ducks.
State dot.
Plus
a
my
dot.
My,
a dot.
My mechanic son, he we goes good? To Oregon, so I have a connection there.
Are we good?
So.
Are we good? Deal? We have a deal? Yeah. Deal or no
I'll
deal?
Get it, I'll get an address.
We'll fantastic. You got it. Coach, you're the man.
Take care, you, man.
There he goes. Dan Lanning.
Sorry, coach.
Size 13. Shoes.
TJ.
Yeah, baby.
I just want the mascot.
You boy, you nailed it.
Jeez. Hey,
you asked for the shoes.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
13.
That was outstanding.
But he hung up and we didn't get
what a delight.
So, you know.
What a delight. No. Don't worry. We can.
Oh, I know. I know.
He knows where we live.
Closed mouths don't get fed, you know?
Wow, that was something else. Let's now take a break. Picks. We come back. I've got my top five moments from preseason night number one. Let's get that Penn State dot. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, really simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today. At Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. I mean, that moment right there, there was a part, I know you're not a poker player, World Series of Poker final table, some guy made a terrible read, and it was
terrible.
And it took him forever to continue making the read, and of course he gets felted, yep. Two hands later, and I feel like people listening to you haggle with the coach of the Oregon Ducks over a stupid placement of a stupid thing on a stupid graphic. He's handing you.
I thought you
a
were
pair
saying
of his unique Jordans, and you're fighting them.
I like, thought you were saying for me to take away my Penn State fandom, not the actual
banner. I didn't care about the banner.
I thought that's where my confusion was. I'm like, I'm not going to give up Penn State.
He wanted me to go car shopping with him. It ain't
off the graphic. Jeez,
you, by the way,
are
you
probably riding in their cars yelling at the radio like, what's
well, Rich,
his
you have a tendency to make things a little worse sometimes. And you could have just let
Chris,
it go.
Back me up on this.
No,
please.
Don't back
the fact that he's
that,
not looking
you know
at me right now means I'm right.
You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
All right.
Georgetown was the easy remove.
Rich Eisen is right.
Thank you. All right.
Keep it.
I'm a little concerned here about the ramifications because the segment's called the top five.
Oh.
And
one, two, four, five.
That number is in the news.
Can we use it?
I'm just going
to
do it without permission. I'm going
to
run the risk.
Who are we calling?
My top five moments of significance, if you will, from the first night of preseason. Standout moments and takeaways presented by Hyundai.
High five. One, two, three, four, five.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. My top five presented by Hyundai. Takeaways from the first night of preseason action.
Let's go.
2026, number five. On my list is Anthony Richardson still plays football.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in a while. The Colts threw him out there. Daniel Jones isn't ready. Threw an interception, but not his fault. His receiver popped it up in the air or couldn't corral it. He did fumble once, but otherwise showed off his ability to throw and run. I'm telling you, if he stays on the Colts, that's one thing. If the Colts are ready to go with Riley Leonard as a backup to Daniel Jones, and someone's going to take a shot on Anthony Richardson and say, we'll take him.
Wants a trade. He's asked for it.
I know.
He's waiting.
Someone's going to take a shot.
Take the shot.
And say that, I've got this. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
All right. Number four on the list. Two second round receivers balled out. Jeremy Bernard, I love the way he looked. I know he didn't play a lot. And Deshaun Stribling had seven catches in the first half. 68 yards. And this is the kid that everyone's like, why did the Niners not stick around in the end of the first round? Why didn't they trade up for Mekhi Lemon? Why didn't they get aggressive? And they kept trading and they didn't take a first round pick, and they took this kid in the second round. He looks really good, man. They gave him Juwan Jennings' number. I don't know if he's going to tell them to stop talking about him.
Here you go.
But Bernard and Stribling, I thought, had really nice nights as a second round wideouts. Number three on the list. Mendoza has it, but Cousins looked nice. And I think, again, he's going to get the start. And unless he starts to have diminishing returns where his arm strength isn't there or his ability to move, because you got to move in these offenses that are run by the Kubiaks and the McVays and the Shanahans, you know?
Yep.
Don't forget, remember Gary Kubiak was like, everyone's like, how in the world are they going to have him under center, meaning Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning.
And they put him in the pistol. That was the sort of solve.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. They won a Super Bowl. Second down here. The Steelers' backup quarterbacks are in good hands with Mike McCarthy. I found it funny when they hired him and said that, you know, he's been known to bring young quarterbacks. He's been known to bring young quarterbacks on, and we're like, oh, okay, he did that with Dak and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was the guy he brought along, and Dak kind of was there already. But, hey, man, check the box with these two kids. Check the
box. Good, man. Rodgers has a short leash this year.
I know, right?
That's not going to happen.
And number one on the list is Jeremiah Love is the real effing deal.
Oh, man.
This just goes without saying.
Oh, you actually put that in there.
Oh, he's a real effing deal.
Real effing deal, yeah.
It's not a game.
For sure.
You have one more.
Hey, 10 field goals of 50 yards or more were made last night. Everybody's got big, huge legs. And a handful of them, three field goals last night by the best new kicker name, Trey Smack.
Yeah, I heard you mention
rookie out of Florida.
Oh, that's a great name.
The guy, he smacked the Steelers with three trays last night. Trey Smack is outstanding. What a great kicking name. Top five is brought to you by Hyundai. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. That wraps it up. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Disney Plus in a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by ChatGPT. Hey, it's Bill Simmons from the Bill Simmons Podcast. Have you guys heard about ChatGPT work? It's the new way to use ChatGPT for bigger multi-step projects. And when you need more than just answers, give ChatGPT Work access to your apps and files, and it can create real work documents like spreadsheets, slides, and structured reports. Get started at ChatGPT.com by selecting work mode available on Plus and Pro plans.